the vicar of Christ. So God will bless us, yes, but we've got to be humble in believing and submitting our minds, that our clever may be or think we are, to the mind of God, believing and accepting His Word. And when the Blessed Sacrament is there, I bend my knee, okay? And the priest doesn't do it, you do it anyhow, okay? Sisters, okay? Yeah. 476. What is Christ's work in the liturgy? Christ, now at the right hand of the Father, pours out the blessings of the Holy Spirit through the sacraments of the Church. That's why He instituted these seven sacraments, so that the grace that He won for us by His death on Calvary might now be communicated. Indeed, the risen Savior communicates the supernatural gifts that He won for us on Calvary by all the channels of His grace to the Church that He founded on the apostles. And that is why all the grace that the whole human race receives, hear it, and don't just remember it, but act on it. All the grace which the whole human race needs to reach heaven comes through the Catholic Church. And that means, Lord, have mercy on us. The last thing that we Catholics should be is apologetic. We're to be leaders. Because the salvation of the world depends on us. Remember both last semester and I'm sure before. In the early church, Christianity was called the Anima Mundi. Remember? The soul of the world. Without the church, hear it, without the Catholic Church, the world is a dead, stinking cadaver. Is the church which has been entrusted with the truth that Christ came into the world to reveal. It is through the church the graces that the whole world needs, including, and who needs it more than our President Clinton and surely his wife Hillary. A woman reminded me, Father, be sure that you never spell my name with two L's. I found out why. We, as members of the Catholic Church, we are the channels of that grace. Paramount among these channels is the Holy Eucharist, through the sacrament of holy orders. Over the years, I was trained to teach priests. Did so for 25 years until we had to close our seminary in Chicago. But ever since, my principal apostolate is working with priests. And what we priests especially need is the strong faith in our priestly powers, especially the power of changing bread and wine into the living Jesus Christ in the sacrifice of the Mass. Question 477. How is Christ present in the earthly liturgy? Answer. And remember, all of this, in order, I see, I drew on the previous one, 84, 85, 86, 87. Four chunky paragraphs, which I condensed in order to draw what I considered the heart of it. And by the way, gee, I hope it's here. Yes. This is Carnahickey's foreword. The publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church is one of the most significant events in the life of the Church in this century and beyond. The new Catechism is an authoritative, reliable, and complete summary of what the Catholic Church believes and teaches. In preparing a question-answer compendium of the Catechism, Father Hardin has done the English-speaking Catholics a great service. Thanks, Your Eminence. Thanks. When you encourage one another so that we get to the heart of our faith. How then is Christ present in the earthly liturgy? Always present in the church, but especially in our liturgical celebrations, and most especially he is present when he offers himself to his Heavenly Father in the sacrifice of the Mass. For example, this coming week, tomorrow morning, 6:30. I'll be there at 8:30, sisters, at your convent. About 6:30 I have the parish Mass at Jesu. Always the same faithful 12 or 15 people. Zero weather, rain, no matter. They come bundled up, 6:30 Mass. Anything that if I could possibly convince all of you, I mean this with all my heart, to assist at Mass even every day. You will thank God for the graces you will receive. The most powerful source of grace is the sacrifice of the Mass, which, as you know, is the sacrament, sacrifice of the Mass. He is fully present in the Holy Eucharist. He's there. And what makes his presence in the Holy Eucharist distinctive? Sisters, may I ask, pardon me for concentrating, what makes his presence unique in the Holy Eucharist, sisters, is
humanity.
Is humanity. Even I can hear that. Thank you. Is humanity. Is all the difference between the stable before Christ was born and the stable where the living Son of God as a newborn child lying in the manger or held in his mother's arms. It's the living God with human flesh and blood. Question 478. What is the heavenly liturgy? You mean the heavenly liturgy? Sure. The heavenly liturgy is a celebration of God's praises by the whole company of angels and saints in the holy city of Jerusalem. And everybody will participate. And nobody will fall asleep. Pardon me. Only one thing that bothers me when I teach. Only one thing. If you will act up, criticize, I've had people get up and and just bore me out and storm out of the room. I like that. They paid attention. But when they're falling asleep, oh, then I pray for patience. Lord, give me patience.
That's what the apostle said to
479. How did the Holy Spirit work in the church's liturgy? I get all three persons involved. He, the Holy Spirit, is the teacher whom Christ promised. He enlightens our faith and inspires our response, provided we respond to his illuminations and inspirations. He unites us in a loving community in the church and enables us to live the risen life of Christ. Notice, the Holy Spirit is constantly illuminating our minds, inspiring our wills, but we've got to respond. We have to respond. If we do, then what happens? We not only are able to live with others, which is no mean achievement. And for married people, over the years, I can't make a stronger recommendation. Look, you two, if you want to know how to live a happy married life, both of you start going to Mass. He says, me, I got to go to work. Look, he said, you wanted to help your marriage. Sure I do, by going to Mass. Look, you asked for my advice. Follow it. Don't complain. Follow the advice. It works. It does. Now, before we go on, you've got about 10 minutes left to today's class on this subject. This will be different from what we have been doing so far. And the reason, of course, is maybe because you will have a textbook in your hands. I would like to have all of you get a copy of this book well before next class. Okay? Get a copy. Here's what I would like to do. There is no point. I can, of course, like I'm doing now, repeat the question which you have in front of you and read the answer. But you might say, we can read for ourselves. You're right. See what happens. Can't lose in trying. I'd like to have all of you, and this is an assignment, and one question is enough. I will need these questions at the beginning of class. You read the material, and what I will do, I will go over a block of matter summarily, synthesize it. I don't think I should repeat what's already in print that you could read for yourselves. Am I clear? There's just too much wealth of truth locked up in these pages. Let's try for next class and see what happens. I'd like to have each of you, you don't have to sign. And don't make the question long, please, so we don't spend a lot of time reading the question. Think it out. And don't just write the first thing that comes to your mind. But raise a question about any of the matter that's been assigned to you. Here are the assignment. Who remembers? He is up to page 106, right? Now I'm depending, I really am depending on your doing your work. If you don't do the reading, then, well, you will not have benefit because there's just too much. Yeah. Between this book and this book, there is just too much. But we spent 6 years with classes twice a month. We never cover the matter, right? So if you would submit questions, you get the point? Questions that you think would be useful for everybody to have answers. I'd like to have those questions turned in before the beginning of class. Am I clear? There can be further questions, at the end of class or a question period at the end. Over the years, I follow this method. It depends on how cooperative the students are. In other words, I want to address myself to the questions on your mind, but I am presuming, get my presumption? I am presuming that you will have read the material. If you don't do your homework, well then, I'm wasting your time, and I have to say that. You're wasting my time. Am I clear? There's just too much precious revealed treasure in our faith. And with the question, I say, in not too many words, that what I will do, I will spend maybe 20 minutes or so just synthesizing a block of matter and then answer the questions and cover. Now, I'll go through those questions. In fact, it would be a good thing if I could even get those questions. Well, not just before class, but say after Mass. I get a bite to eat so I can look them over. Spend 15 or so minutes looking over those questions so I can sift them out. Am I clear? Let's see what happens. Okay. And with that, I think, was it 20 after we're supposed to break? 25 after. Well, let's make an exception now because there's a lot of matter to cover on the Acts of the Apostles. So we'll take, here's a 15-minute break we have, right? So we'll meet then at 25-2, okay? 25-2 for our next class. Let's say a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.